This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, good Tuesday morning, Jeremy and Joe. Check in with Buffalo Pro Soccer and Peter Marlette Jr. joining us on the Whistler Hotline. Wanted to get a check in with what's going on with the Buffalo Pro Soccer team and the stadium development. As there was big news a couple weeks ago. Peter, we had you in studio, well, probably months ago by now, a bunch of weeks ago. Thanks for coming on and checking in just to let us know what the latest is, because we saw the stadium site that was initially chosen. There's been a bit of a change. So take us through some of the stuff that's happened here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks for having me again, guys. So we announced, you're right, about 2 weeks ago now, a little less than that, that we have elected to move on from our initial stadium site in the Valley and Seneca Babcock neighborhoods over on Elk Street. That was, for a lot of reasons, an excellent site. But we had one major roadblock there, and then that was a neighbor who was especially motivated to not have that area attracting the amount of people that it would be with the stadium. At the end of the day, signing up to have that neighbor, you know, for the life of the club just didn't make a lot of sense. So we terminated that lease and ended up walking away in a very strong financial situation as a result of that. And now we say reopened the stadium selection process, and that's not inaccurate, but, it's really important to note that we had spent about a year assessing every possible stadium site in the city, in and around the city of Buffalo, before making that decision. So all of the work that we did leading up to making the decision on Elk Street hasn't gone away. We're still, we know the best sites for the stadium. We've already engaged with the owners or stakeholders at those sites. So we're poised to move pretty quickly and pretty decisively in selecting our new stadium site.
How much of the timeline is altered? You'd spoken with us before about modular stadiums and how they can go up relatively quickly. This, of course, I would imagine the timeline is set back a bit, but is it the kind of thing that is built in enough where once the next site is chosen, the timeline will accelerate and get right back on schedule?
So our goal from day one was to be playing in a new stadium that we were going to build in the 2026 USL Championship season. That is not possible. The only site where that was going to be possible was at the Elk Street site, which we recently walked away from. So we are pushing back to a start date of the 2027 season. So it does put things on hold for 12 months, but the modular stadium and everything else that you just mentioned, that will still that is still the plan. And, you know, that allows us to move quickly. But the a major benefit of that Elk Street site was that the remediation had already been done. The turf was already there. The lights were already there. The locker rooms, the weight room, the offices, all of that was already there. So that allowed us to move exceptionally quickly. Whereas other sites don't have that luxury.
Right. So will this mean a little bit as Buffalo Pro Soccer, you know, you look to find a site and a stadium. Does this mean, you know, you mentioned the site at Elk Street, what benefits it had. Does this mean you kind of maybe look into other benefits of other sites? Maybe the, not like the goalposts move on it, but just, all right, there are pros and cons to two or three different sites. This one had these pros. All right, now we focus on these pros over here. And what might those be? Like, what other things could be positives that maybe you didn't get from the Elk Street site?
Well, one thing that is very positive about this is the fact that we're pushing it a year. You know, again, as I said, the only site that we were possibly going to be able to be playing in our new stadium in the 2026 season was that Elk Street site because of all the work that had already been done there. Now that that's no longer the goal, you know, that was a major, if you're talking pros and cons, con of some of the other sites was that they weren't going to be available for a 2026 start. Well, we no longer have that 2026 goal. So that is a major con that is no longer a factor in the decision-making process for a couple other sites. So, I mean, what we're looking for is what we're looking for everywhere. And what I believe we had at Elk Street is good accessibility, opportunities for public transport, and you know, somewhere centrally located in the city of Buffalo that people want to come to and that people, you know, want to spend their time at. And that's not just in the stadium, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At the surrounding businesses and stuff like that. So there are a lot of sites in and around Buffalo that make sense for that, that check those boxes. There are, you know, some really come to the forefront when you're talking about accessibility, entertainment options, the opportunity to catalyze development, and those are the ones that we're really digging deepest into now that, again, probably the biggest holdup on those other sites was that they weren't possibly going to be ready for 2026. So, you know, without that restriction anymore, they become more attractive.
Peter, do the details of the stadium and what it looks like change at all given the change of location?
Yeah, well, there will be some slight changes. Depending on where we end up, I suspect we'll probably add more seating capacity. At the Elk Street site, we were going to start with a 7,600 seated capacity with 12 corporate suites or suites and then two rentable party areas. I think, again, depending on where we end up, it'll be location specific, but we will probably expand that seating capacity a little. And then also one thing, we've been doing these season ticket deposits, our founding memberships, we've sold a ton of those already. We've gotten so many of those deposits in. And one thing, our premium seating section deposits are actually completely sold out. So what that obviously indicates to me and to the others at Buffalo Pro Soccer is that we may need to reconfigure this stadium a little to include more premium seating options because there's such significant demand for it. Allow us to make some alterations like that, probably make it a little bigger, possibly add another couple suites or great more rentable party areas or something like that. But for the most part, the structure and the bones of the stadium that we had planned won't change too significantly.
Peter Marlett, Jr., president of Buffalo Pro Soccer. Last thing, Peter, before we let you go on this update, what kind of communication is there with USL, right? Like USL Championship and the league? I mean, imagine that this kind of pushing a 12-month push is something that the league would support, have feedback on. How has that gone?
Yeah, they've been great about it. They made it very clear from the first time that I brought up this possibility with them that they would rather see us in a great location in 2020, or sorry, the ideal location. Frankly, I still stick by that Elk and Lee Street is a great location, but the ideal location and a 2027 start date as opposed to a good location with a major issue just to make it happen in 2026. So they've been great. And then when we're talking about communication with Buffalo and with our fans and our prospective fans, we do have our community town hall coming up this Thursday, July 17th at Larkin Square, which is 745 Seneca Street, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Literally me up on a stool, up on a stage, engaging with anyone who wants to come out and answer questions that anybody may have. And we also buy the first drink for anybody who comes in. So, you know, people who have questions and want to hear what we're doing, I think that's a really good opportunity to come out and engage directly with me and some of the other Buffalo Pro Soccer stakeholders and staff.
Very good. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk again whenever you've got the next set of news.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys. Right.
Thanks very much. Peter Marlett, Jr., Buffalo Pro Soccer, providing the update. We had him in studio talking about that stadium, the Elk and Lee sites that site's been scrapped, of course, and now looking for the home for 2027. So wanted to follow up on that. Extendo Sports coming up in a moment. We'll wrap things. They've got a good trivia question on ESPN's Get Up that I don't know the answer to. Well, think about it during the break. Josh Allen's the first MVP to wear the number 17.
Second.
Josh Allen's the second player ever to win the MVP wearing number 17. Who was the first? We'll think about that during the break. Get to Extendo Sports, then pass things off to Zach Jones and Derek Kramer on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Who was the first NFL player to win the MVP wearing number 17? Think about it. Answer on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.